Peak Oil Check-In, exploring the end of the age of oil.
You can't leap into sustainability. That's what environmental educator David Orr frequently said when I worked with him at the Environmental Education and Demonstration Center he founded in Arkansas, the Meadow Creek Project. We were trying to show what sustainable living could look like in the Ozarks of the 1980s. The conference center was the largest solar-heated building in the state. Many other buildings were chock-full of energy efficiency measures and other aspects of sustainability. And the farm and forestry projects were designed to make best use of what the land offered, while improving the land's productive capacity. Yet we did all this while purchasing supplies, or at least household goods, from Walmart, and driving gasoline-powered vehicles, because that's what was available to us. I thought of those contradictions while visiting Solarfest this last weekend. Solarfest is an annual music and educational festival around renewable energy, held on a farm in the heart of Vermont. It started 13 years ago as a music festival powered by solar electricity, and it has evolved into a three-day celebration of renewable energy in summer and nature and, well, life. The two stages and five workshop tents are still powered by solar electricity, and the attendees who camp there shower in solar-heated water and leave a pretty small footprint on the land. Still, most of us arrive by gasoline-driven car. The $20 parking fee encourages carpooling, and some people hitchhiked in. Some people undoubtedly drove cars running on waste fryer oil. I left Solarfest on bicycle, but my bicycle and I were both transported there by cars. A wood-powered pickup truck was one of the demonstrations, showing the wood gasification technology that was used rather widely during World War II, and probably one or two people came to Solarfest in it. Porta-potties collected our feces and urine instead of composting toilets that would have cycled the nutrients and organic matter back into the soil. And most events took place inside of tents made of nylon or some other petrochemical fabric. You can't leap into sustainability. David Orr is right. What you can leap into is a mindset that sustainability is important and that we have ways right now to drastically reduce our dependence on oil, coal, and gas. What's striking about Solarfest is how thoroughly it allows us to leap into that mindset. Out on a Vermont farm, in an area with no cell phone coverage, surrounded by thousands of people who have decided that Solarfest is where they want to spend their weekend, we can get a glimpse of the future. We can crawl into the children's play structure made of cob, cordwood, old bottles, and other recycled materials. We can eat lunch with a person who has lived happily with no refrigerator and using just a few gallons of water a day for over 25 years, and hear from a man devoted to keeping his ecological footprint down to his fair portion of the planet that he's conscious of sharing with 6.7 billion other humans. We can learn how to extend Vermont's short growing season with hoop houses and row covers to harvest summer crops in the spring and grow plants that would normally only grow in Pennsylvania or further south. And we can entertain ourselves with real human clowns and puppet shows and singers and dramatic readers, leaving the iPods and video games at home. Solarfest has always been a family-friendly event, and it is raising children who have had it as a natural part of their summer. In its 14th year, Solarfest now has a series of workshops directed to the children of Solarfest. Some are for younger children, like the one that advertises, "Superwoman gets her power from the sun. Spider-Man fights Dr. Octopus, who builds his very own sun. Storm fights bad guys by making wind. Come learn what amazing things even non-superheroes and sheroes can do with alternative energy sources." Others are aimed at young adults, like "Rock the Vote, What Young Voters Should Know About Elections and the Environment." You can't leap into sustainability. The end of the age of oil, however, may be marked with some steep downward leaps in the amount of fossil fuel energy available to us. Thanks to Solarfest and similar gatherings around the world, we are raising some members of a generation who are more comfortable with those leaps and more prepared to grow food, stay warm, and have fun with a lot less oil. On vacation with my bicycle in Peru, Vermont, I'm Carl Ettnayer, And that's this week's Peak Oil Check-In.
Peak Oil Check-In was produced by Relocalizing Vermont Productions in association with WGDR Plainfield.